At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Welcome back. Points Bets giving you a $10 free live bet to use during Sunday Night Football every week for the rest of the regular season. Place your bets this week. Chiefs, Broncos, get in on the action. Must be 21. Terms and conditions apply. Time for Chernoff, baby. 5-1 last week with sides and totals. He's the man.
86-43, all NFL bets on the season, 67%, that sides, yep, totals and props. All right, Adam, great job with the sides and totals last week. Again, tell us about this Thursday night game. Now with the news that we had yesterday with COVID, Big Mike McCarthy's not going to be there for the Cowboys. Taysom Hill looks like he's going to get the start for the Saints. Which side do you like here?
Right into it. Yep, love the Cowboys minus I bet a -5, to be honest. So this has come down because of the news.
Mm-hmm.
I still like it a lot because the Saints right now, with Hill or Simeon, I mean, they have in every way a preseason offense. They have no number one wide receiver. They have no explosiveness. And just looking through like the last couple of games where they've sort of been dealing this, they do nothing against the Bills. All of their production against the Eagles came late. They were down 33-7. All of the production against the Titans came late. They were down two scores in that game. And the same thing happened in the Falcons game. Atlanta got out to a double-digit lead, and then the Saints came back late and scores. So when the games are in a neutral state with the offense as it is right now for the Saints, where it's within one score, they're just not doing anything on offense. And the Cowboys are likely to get Amari Cooper back. They're likely to get CeeDee Lamb back. And I don't know if this COVID situation is going to continue going through the locker room. Nobody does. But I'm looking at this number. Last week, the Bills closed 7.5 against the Saints in New Orleans. And now the Cowboys, without McCarthy and five or six other coaches, they're down to 4. To me, it's too big of a gap for where I have the Cowboys versus the Bills, but how I have the Cowboys matching up against this team, because if Dallas gets both of those guys back on offense, like I certainly think against this Saints defense, especially in the past where New Orleans for the season is in bottom six of giving up explosive pass plays to opposing quarterbacks, the big play is always there against the Saints. And the biggest weakness for the Cowboys right now is that secondary and how much they're willing to gamble. But without a number one wide receiver or a deep downfield threat, like this is a Cowboys defense that can sit on these short routes, sit on Taysom Hill, likely running out of the pocket when he gets announced as the starter, sit on Kamara, who's coming back from injury. I just don't think the matchup's that bad. So obviously it's kind of an unknown with the COVID situation at this point and what that might turn into between now and kickoff. But this is too short for me, so I'll take the road favorite here.
Okay, I'm with you on that one. Your Jets got a win on the road against Houston. They return home. The Eagles also again in New Jersey. I don't know how they lost that game on Sunday. Great rushing attack, silly turnovers, and they only score 7 points. What do you think of the Jets catching points against Philly?
It's too many points. If you're looking at 6.5 this morning, you can find 7 minus 120. That's the number that I would take if you're looking at this right now. But last week, the Eagles were a 4-point favorite in the Meadowlands here against New York. This week, they're laying -7. So last week was the biggest point spread that this Eagles team that everybody loves laid all season, which is kind of crazy to think about considering how much hype this team has been getting. This week, they step up in price point despite the loss last week. Now they're laying 7 against the Jets, and I just think it's too many. And right now, Philadelphia, they have a fantastic run game. Like, I get that. But I look at the Jets. They're above average in run-stop win rate for the season. So this is a front 7 in the Jets that probably is not going to completely shut out the Eagles' run game, but they can probably prevent them from running for 200-plus yards like the Eagles have on almost every opponent the last 4 or 5 weeks. But I start to question now, after we saw what happened last week against the Giants, if we're not getting a little bit too far gone with the price here on the Eagles. Because if we look back at this schedule and this run that they went on, they beat the Lions, who really everybody has beat all season long. Like, you're not giving them that big of a bump for beating the Lions. They lose to the Chargers, but then they beat the Broncos, and Denver was decimated on their defensive front 7. Tons of injuries, so an effective ground game is going to work. They beat the Saints, who had nobody in terms of offensive weapons, and you lose to the Giants. So it's like this 5-week run where they're getting upgraded substantially in power ratings, but is it really worth it? Like, are we going too far here? And now their price point's going up even further against the front 7 that can contain the run. I think it's gone too far here, and this number is too big, especially if Nick Sirianni's coming out yesterday and what he's saying is true, where Jalen Hurts has the ankle injury that he suffered against the Giants. If he's somewhat limited running the football or his availability is sort of hindered in any way, again, that sort of takes away from this run game, forces him to pass, which is really boom or bust, him going to Smith. So I don't know. I think it's 7 here at -120 where it is right now. It's just gone too far. This isn't a team that should be laying more than a touchdown, even if it is to a team as bad as the Jets.
Excellent breakdown, as always. Follow the money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Adam Chernoff, our guest, Dynamite Betting the NFL, voice of the Simple Handicap podcast, available wherever you listen to your podcasts. Okay, take us through this Monday night game. I think you're going to eventually maybe get to 2 bets on this, but we'll get to the total coming up in a second. Patriots just playing outstanding football, killing teams in the second half. And the Bills, they like to beat up on a lot of bad teams, Adam. That does not qualify with the Patriots. They're a really good football team. Which side do you like here in this game?
If both of these teams like to beat up on bad opponents. And that's kind of more relevant to the total. So I'll get to that in a second because it's really interesting. So this side was a rare occasion that professionals that I talk with who never even think about betting look-ahead lines because the amount that you can bet is not worth it, and it kind of kills the market, so they can't bet it the week after. But when this number was available last week at Patriots +3.5, it was the rare occasion where they actually went, and everywhere that you could bet it, jumped in and took 3.5, because the number was just, it was off for where it was. And the Thanksgiving week showed that the Bills beat the Saints, so people saw that. But again, like, how much are you taking away from that win against the Saints? For me, it's not that much of an upgrade. The Pats, on the other hand, they get bet up from 2.5 against the Titans to the opener at 5, close 7.5, completely destroy the Titans. They continue to get a small bump up, but we're now at the point where these two teams are getting close to being rated equally. And Stephen Ruiz, who is a fantastic NFL writer, he published an article that broke down the Buffalo Bills as good as I've ever seen someone break down a team mid-season. And the sort of everything coming together here is the Bills the last two seasons have gone out of their way to build this defense that defends the pass first and allows teams to run on them, sort of this run funnel defense. And the reason they did that is because they're building to beat up on the Chiefs and potentially contain big pass plays from opponents and focus on that Super Bowl run. Belichick and the Pats have gone the complete opposite direction. They've established this power running game that, when matched up against the Bills' defense, is the worst-case scenario for Buffalo. And the Bills this season, they've played a lot of really bad quarterbacks, but they've only played two physical running teams that share the same style as the Patriots. It was the Titans and the Colts. They lost outright in Tennessee as a 6-point favorite. Derrick Henry ran all over them. And then we all know what happened a couple weeks ago against Indianapolis, 41-15. That game was never close in Buffalo. Jonathan Taylor and the Colts ran all over the Bills. And in my opinion, now the Bills get their most difficult opponent of the season from that style specifically in New England. It's a step above Tennessee. It's a step above Indianapolis. And where this gets even worse for Buffalo is now there's wind forecasted for the game, right around 20 miles per hour. It's going to be freezing conditions. The forecast is right around 32 degrees, and there's a chance that there's going to be rain. So the one spot where the Bills could potentially have success throwing the football downfield, utilizing their three wide receivers, kind of gets negated too. So it's a bad spot on both sides because the Bills, they have no ground game. This is just, it's not ideal conditions for the Bills offense, and just everything about this game works up and supports New England being able to run the football all game on the ground, and it's just it's a bad matchup for Buffalo. So we saw this number actually start moving a week ago, and we're still seeing it move today, and as this total continues to come down, the side's going to continue to get bet. I just really like New England in this spot for how this game matches up on the field.
Okay, we have like a minute left then, and explain how you're going to approach the total then, Adam.
So anytime wind gets to 20 miles per hour or more, that's the magic number you want to watch for bettors. That brings the total down to the low 40s. Neither of these defenses have played anyone all season long. You look at the Bills, they stepped up in class twice for top 10 offenses. They conceded 30 and 40 points each. The Pats, they've done it once. They gave up 35 to the Cowboys. I think both teams at this low of a total, the Pats are going to have no issue moving the football. I think the Bills can find a little bit of success moving the football as well, keep the game somewhat competitive. We're going to be looking at a total that comes down like low 40s, 43 or lower. I think it's just much too low. So I'm waiting for it to come, and we'll see. I'll have something on Twitter, but I certainly wouldn't be looking at the under despite the weather that's going to come in and keep bringing this number down. I'd be looking the other way, but I'll do it later in the week.
Very good. And you can follow him on Twitter. He sends out all of his picks there, at Adam Chernoff. And again, the podcast is called The Simple Handicap, and he's a product manager at Covers.com. Enjoy New York City.
Thanks very much, guys. Enjoy the games this week.
Yep. Thank you. There you go. And again, 67% to date on the NFL. That size totals and props, 86 and 43. Struggled with the props last week, but he did go 5-1 with sides and totals.
Yes.
Yep. The analysis there, dynamite. As good as it gets, in my opinion. Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. The email is open, as always, ftm@vsiN.com. ftm@vsiN.com. Up next, we will recap last night's betting action, any bad beats, the line moves, upsets, and win some, lose some.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all. But here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair plugs. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah, but I mean, like John Cena got it. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Molly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
All right. Monday Night Football, Washington to win between 1 and 6 points at Bet Rivers, plus 350. That gets there. First score of the game, Washington field goal, plus 460. Missed extra point, plus 260. That cashes. Sly gets hurt on the play. And then they have to go for two and then go for it on fourth down later in the game. Although it works out for Washington. Everett first touchdown, 15-1. Swain last touchdown, 25-1. Nuggets from 7 down to 3.5, beat the Heat by 9. No Butler, no Morris, no Hero. And Denver gets the win. Arizona Coyotes plus 260. They shut out the Jets. Cornell over 152 to 157. They beat Canisius 89-75. And win and lose some. Ohio State fans refuse to cancel their hotel reservations in Indy for the Big Ten title game. Michigan fans know where to stay. It's a rivalry. That kind of stuff happens, right? One.
Screw it.
Isn't that something?
We're paying thousands. I don't care.
Out of spite. That's right. I'm still ticked off we lost that game.
It's a very strong spite move.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to eat the money. I don't care.
Don't care. I'm not even going to go.
I want to have your... I'm still... Yeah. I'm going to have a bad weekend. I can't watch my Buckeyes, so I want you to be miserable somehow where you can't...
Right, yes.
No place to stay or you have a long commute.
Yep.
Whatever it is. You can't enjoy anything. One bad beat, Washington to win both halves at Bet Rivers. The blocked extra point return ruined that in the first half. The videos, as always, subscribe, be part of the team, VSiN.com. Our radio and podcast people, eclectic mix as always. Brazil, Japan, who knows, one of the spots. But look at this dog here. It's the keeper in here with the goal. He's grabbing the soccer balls and catch. How can this be? Every time, he's got like a big pile around him. And he grabs, give me that. No problem, all right? Put my hands up, paws up, got that one too. And he grabs it. Look at that. No
Pretty
problem.
Impressive.
Yeah, grabs it, throws it down, give me another one.
What's the dog's name that we always show who loves to eat food?
Yeah, I was going
to
say Blue.
Blue. Blue the dog. Same thing, but the Blue the dog holds on to like pieces of pizza like it's a human.
Yeah. Grabs a burrito, yeah. Uses his paws. Right.
This dog's out there like a Gold Glove winner.
Right. This was the other night at the Sixer game. Throw it down, fella. With authority. Give me that thing. Gives him the ball, puts it in his mouth, and walks right up. You're right. That's a technical. Hang on.
Yes, it is. Come on.
But still, throws it down and jumps up in the guy's lap.
You can't hang on with the paws. Come on.
No, very good. And this is awesome. This couple pulls over on the side of the road. They see a gigantic bear. They wave to the bear. Okay, we'll see. He stands right up and gives it right back. That is great. I can't believe that. I'm like, what's going to happen here? I mean, that is it's an enthusiastic wave. I mean, he's really happy to see that gal. There you go. All right, we'll see you too. Come by next time.
He's probably thinking, any food in there? Can you toss me something?
Sure. Right, with the bread. Remember, the guy grabbed the bread too. That's great. And the Harry Kane tweet. The Tottenham game was postponed this weekend. And you saw this couple. It made its way to Harry Kane. Dallas to London to Burnley. 31 hours. No sleep. Fueled by coffee, cheese, crackers, and more coffee. Frigid temps. Snow predicted for match day. The things we do when you love your club. No bueno. Harry Kane, I just saw this. For your commitment and to make up for the match being called off, I'd like to invite you to a home game as my guest the next time you're in London. Thumbs up. Good job, Harry Kane. Good job.
Solid move.
Yeah, that is well played. Very good. Win some, lose some, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Log in each Tuesday. Get a 20% profit boost on college and the NFL. Learn more at BetRivers.com. We should do a game with Mike Palm Thursday about what's real and what's fake in this Lincoln Riley contract.
Well, do we know?
I mean, this
Do we know what's real and what's fake?
I think we do.
Oh, we do?
I think we do.
Yeah, yeah. We'll take that tweet for every word that's in it, for sure.
What don't you buy?
Well, the person said I can't, you know, right away with the language in the tweet. I can't confirm, but this is what I have. And then he just, you know, rattles off like 13 things that are totally extravagant.
Comp dinner at Mastro's anytime he wants in Beverly Hills.
Well, they could cater to his house if he wants to. Yeah, I'll take it today. I'll be there at 2 o'clock, whatever. Yeah. Sure.
Lakers season tickets for life.
Well, I say he gets...
Genie busted. Wait a second. Hold on.
Yeah. No. Jack seats.
Yeah, right.
Give him Jack seats.
Yeah. Yeah. Here it is.
But this is where I... Like, USC was smart. I do buy, like, the stuff for the homes.
Uh-huh. Sure. He has two homes in Norman, giving him $500,000 over asking. $1 million bonus. Buying a $6 million home in L.A. for him. Apparently, that's standard operating procedure, and it's usually in Manhattan Beach, as I understand it.
Okay.
I like that area, too.
Well, by the way, he evidently, they were just moving into, and that's why he has two homes in Norman.
Uh-huh.
He and his family just finished like building a house that they were ready to move into. And that's why they're taking care of both of them. Whatever. He could have seven houses. And they're like, okay, here's $14 million.
That's a hell of a start. My God.
I'm going to be our coach.
Unlimited use of the private jet 24-7 for the family. I mean, this is...
Pretty good. How do you turn that down?
Uh-huh.
How do you say no? $110 million like Brian Kelly. How do you say no to $15 million a year? Can't do that. You got to go. It's automatic.
That is something.
The timing's bizarre, but it never works out well with the timing. How often is...
Wait till Sunday. Can he tell LSU, wait till Sunday? They might be in the playoff. Come on. This is bad.
What if they said no?
What do you mean they're going to say? Who are they going to get? Aranda? Campbell? I mean, what?
Sure.
Well,
it had to be somebody else.
If Brian Kelly says he's interested?
I need until at least Sunday to make up my mind. They said no, we need to know right now.
Oh, God. The whole thing
stinks. Not bad for the sport because it's like you can't.
Dame could be in the playoff with an interim coach.
Are you blaming Brian Kelly?
You think Fickell would do this?
For $15 million a year, he's a moron if he doesn't.
No. You can wait.
You're a total dummy and a buffoon if you don't take the contract. You have to.
You can say, I'll take the deal. Wait till Sunday.
Yeah, I don't know.
You say you can't keep the secret?
I don't know.
The guy's in someone's house at the time.
Paul, we don't have the text messages and how it went down. I have no idea. No clue.
He ghosted people. We know that. We know the guy. We know assistants are out there recruiting at someone's home. They come out. Oh, hell breaks loose. I feel like a bleepo.
Yeah. Well, again, yes.
He did the same thing at Cincinnati.
But what you said earlier is I don't ever want to hear anybody complain again about a player not playing in the bowl game.
Absolutely.
Never should anyway.
No doubt about it. Can't criticize a kid ever again for doing that. With this team could make the playoff and they're going to be an interim coach and up and gone. Yep. The other thing. This all started with Tucker. What? And once you gave Tucker $95 million to a guy who was three games over 500, and then Franklin got that extension.
Right.
I mean, then it became the wild, wild west.
Yep. A bit of news here this morning. Tiger Woods is having his press conference. Like, this is his tournament, the Hero Challenge, this week, and he's talking to the media right now. I'll give you some of his quotes. They're asking him about, you know, what kind of a comeback can we expect, you know, playing on the tour full-time, that kind of thing. I believe he ruled out, like, full-time on the tour last night. But one of his quotes today was, as far as playing at the tour level, I don't know when that's going to happen. I'm able to participate in the sport of golf to what level, I don't know yet. He also said that the injury to the leg is difficult to explain. He said the knee stuff, that was one level. The back, another level by itself. The leg stuff, difficult to explain. I could barely even get outside. My goal was just to get outside. It's been so much work.
Mm.
And as you have, now this is me speaking, not him, but as you have all these injuries and you're getting older, he's what, 45, 46 probably?
He's 46 December 30th.
Okay, so then when you go from knee to back to this leg injury, that was a February accident. You know, he's not 24 years old anymore.
Play the big events, maybe here and there. And who knows, right? I saw someone, they took a big bet on him in the Wyndham Masters. All right, that's,
yeah.
I mean, what are the odds he plays that? I know.
I'd really like to see him, though, be able to finish with the with at least playing in the, I don't know if he can do, like, all of the majors, but give us, like, the Masters and then throw us a bone if he can, if he's able to do it, you know, some of the other ones as well.
The reports are all over the place on the Kelly contract, too. 10 for 95, 110.
Well, he needs to get more than Tucker.
I got the, I'd be insulted if I get paid the same as Mel Tucker.
I know.
Look at the guy. The guy's an incredible coach.
What a whirlwind, huh?
Oh, what a 48 hours. You're right. And it's not done.
No, because Notre Dame and Oklahoma still open.
Yeah. Urban Meyer, Notre Dame. Let's go. Line it up. Get it done.
Would Dabo consider something like this?
I don't know.
Would he ever leave what he's built at Clemson to go to
Alabama? Yeah.
Yeah.
If Saban, when Saban retires.
Would he go to Notre Dame? Notre Dame's a totally different thing compared to any other program. The talk is maybe the DC, that Marcus Freeman, who is...
I don't have a problem with that.
He's been awesome recruiting.
Very good, yes.
Yeah.
Just promote him. Maybe they talk to Fickell. I don't know.
Be a first-year coach? Would they do something like that? I don't know. Don't know.
I can say it because I can't prove it. I think Fickell is just saying, talk to me once our season's over, or at least the championship game.
Is he better off staying at Cincinnati when they move conferences or going to a spot like Oklahoma when they got to go to the SEC?
He's better off staying and moving.
So.
Yeah. Concur. Go with that one. Yep.
All right, next, Adam Rittenberg covers college football for ESPN. He's going to join the show coming up next. We'll get into this Heisman Trophy race. Is it really down to two players? And who does he think will get the gig at Notre Dame?
Follow the money on VSEN, the sports betting network.
The VSIN holiday offer is here right now. When you sign up for our $99 midseason football special, you're also going to receive a $20 credit to the VSIN store. Get all of our expert sports betting analysis, insights, and data for the rest of the football season, plus $20 to buy VSIN sports betting hats, shirts, mugs, and other great gear. Hurry, this is a limited time offer, so sign up now for the perfect sports betting holiday gift at vsin.com/subscribe. Adam Rittenberg covers college football for ESPN, senior writer at ESPN.com, and he is incredible at covering the sport. He joins us now. Adam, thanks for the time today. What has the what has your week been like, or in fact, maybe the last couple of days?
Yeah, it's certainly been eventful. You kind of prepare for this because of the number of jobs that were open, but you know, the way this carousel was trending with the coaches is that the big thing was guys re-signing, right? You had that with Mel Tucker, certainly gotten the most attention, but you know, James Franklin, Dave Clawson at Wake Forest on Friday, you know, even Jeff Hafley yesterday, but you know, with the Lincoln Riley to USC, and then now Brian Kelly to USC, to Notre Dame, to LSU, can't keep it all straight, but you have now some big names that are making the moves, which is, you know, kind of created a new trend in this market, because it really had been guys re-signing and then schools scrambling a little bit and hiring some lower profile candidates. But now you got Lincoln Riley and Brian Kelly both on the move.
Incredible. Couple of days, total whirlwind.
Yep.
So now what does that mean for Notre Dame? Like their wish list or maybe the top three guys that would make sense for the Fighting Irish?
Right. So it's an interesting wish list because there's a lot of coaches that want this job, guys. I mean, you know, we all grew up with Notre Dame and their profile. And I know they haven't won a national title for a long time, but you talk to coaches and they all kind of say, yeah, this is one that's high on their list. I think the top three names here are going to be Luke Fickell at Cincinnati, Matt Campbell at Iowa State, and then an internal guy, Marcus Freeman, who's the defensive coordinator for the Fighting Irish. He's only 35 years old. He's only spent 1 year at Notre Dame, but he's regarded very well in that program and around the university. He's definitely seen as a future head coach. So if they want some continuity, they could go with him and then try to build a staff of veteran coaches around him. I think you could hear other names like Matt Rhule from the Panthers. You could hear Pat Narduzzi at Pitt, Pat Fitzgerald at Northwestern. But I think those top three is where it's going to start.
How about Oklahoma?
Yeah, so Oklahoma, again, is in a very unfamiliar position here, guys, because they haven't done a coaching search since 1998 when they hired Bob Stoops from the University of Florida. So, I think it's one of the top jobs in the country. Joe Castiglione, their athletic director, noted the type of interest that they were already getting in it on Monday at their press conference. I think it's going to be interesting to see if they go with a more defensive-oriented coach. Two names that certainly have been discussed are Clemson defensive coordinator Brent Venables, who is a Oklahoma co-coordinator on defense from 1999 until 2011. He's improved his profile substantially since leaving Oklahoma, and certainly is ready to be a head coach if he wants to be. So I think he's a name. Mark Stoops, who's Bob Stoops' younger brother, is ready to make a move. I'm not sure if they'll go that route, but he's somebody that we're hearing. And then Matt Campbell from Iowa State. Again, Matt's top choice, I'm told, is Notre Dame, but he also has a really good option potentially within the league of the Big 12 and against a program where he's had a lot of success in Oklahoma. So I think those are three, and there are probably going to be some others as well. Josh Heupel's name from Tennessee will come up. He was a national championship winning quarterback at Oklahoma, but also was fired by Bob Stoops. And so I think it's a bit of an awkward situation there if they want to bring him back, but he certainly had a nice first year at Tennessee.
Can you expand on your tweet about Riley to USC? When did this start to heat up? When did it get close? And the fact that if Oklahoma would have won Saturday, this doesn't happen.
Yeah, I mean, you never know if it doesn't happen, but I absolutely think that the chances of it happening would have been tougher, right, for the USC side, because Oklahoma would have been playing in the Big 12 championship game and then, possibly wins that game and would have had an outside shot at the college football playoff. And so as you guys know, timing is everything with these situations. And USC, once Oklahoma lost the Bedlam game, it really went all in with Lincoln Riley and presenting its plan and the benefits of taking the USC job. So, that from sources I talked to at USC, they really felt that, they're kind of rooting for Oklahoma State in a weird way to win on Saturday night so that they could then make their full court press to try to lure Lincoln Riley. And within a matter of hours, they were successful. So certainly a credit to Mike Bone, the athletic director, his assistant Brandon Sosna, and the others around USC who really were quiet for most of the search process. And they were realistic. I mean, they wanted Lincoln Riley all along, but they also knew that might not happen. So they were looking at some other candidates like Matt Campbell, Luke Fickell, certainly. But ultimately, they landed on Lincoln Riley, which is an absolute grand slam for them.
So if Oklahoma wins Bedlam, Adam, we probably have a boring week, and you're probably catching up on some sleep rather than the crazy week that we've had.
Well, possibly. I mean, maybe the crazy thing is that we were hearing Lincoln Riley to LSU as a rumor for some time. Now, I heard all along that was not going to happen. And Brian Kelly, it really seemed to be very much in the legacy building stage of his career at Notre Dame. He turned 60 last month. Does he really want to go start somewhere else when Notre Dame's program is stable and really rolling right now, and they've been in the college football playoff? So he did not seem like a guy that was poised to move. So yeah, I think that one obviously still happens, but maybe Lincoln Riley doesn't move if they win against Oklahoma State.
So then what happens to the Fighting Irish if they actually make the playoff? Is it going to be Freeman, you think, coaching the team?
It could be. I think it'll be really interesting to hear what Jack Swarbrick, the athletic director, decides there. You know, Freeman certainly has a lot of support in the building and wouldn't, you know, shock people if he is the interim head coach. But you have a lot more veteran assistants on that staff. You know, Brian Polian has been a head coach in the FBS at Nevada. You look on Mike Elston has been there a very long time, the defensive line coach. There's certainly some other options. But in terms of someone who has, again, made an incredible impact in a short time and has won over really that entire team, wouldn't shock me at all if Marcus Freeman is the interim coach for either a New Year's Six Bowl or the playoff, which is quite a debut for him if that's the case.
People feeling good about themselves and patting themselves on the back at USC, and rightfully so. Do you agree with your tweet that someone was kind of bragging or saying, watch out, now we're going to get every player?
Yeah, I mean, there's great confidence there because one of the things they sold Lincoln Riley on, guys, is, you know, your access to talent here, when everything is aligned around the program, is unparalleled. And it really is. I mean, there's no other program, maybe Miami, that's in a market with so many high-level prospects as USC. Obviously, UCLA is there, but that's been an underachieving program for a really long time. So I think USC, even though they made this hire a couple of days ago, they've been preparing for this moment for a couple of years. They were preparing for a coaching search, and they were also preparing the football program to be in better shape for whoever they brought in. You know, they added some support staff positions, recruiting positions, and you know they think that Lincoln Riley can really hit the ground running in recruiting. He's certainly going to attract top offensive players. You know, his path with quarterbacks is very much known, with a couple of Heisman Trophy winners, number one overall draft picks. And so you look at the sport right now, guys, and there's three of the top quarterbacks: C.J. Stroud from Ohio State, Bryce Young from Alabama, Matt Corral from Ole Miss, all are from Southern California. Yeah. Young and Corral were committed to USC. So essentially, Lincoln Riley will keep those guys now. Yeah. But, you know, obviously, you're not all of them, but they're going to be keeping the top quarterback from Southern California. And then he can certainly build up the talent around them on offense. So it'll be a fascinating situation, because USC has always been seen among coaches as a program that, with the right person in charge and the right support, they're absolutely going to contend for national titles again.
Agreed. Adam, we have 1 minute left here. Are we really down to a two-man race to win the Heisman Trophy?
It could be. The interesting part of it is that Bryce Young from Alabama is the only top candidate, in a sense, that's playing this weekend, unless you guys have someone else in mind. I mean, you know, Kenny Pickett will also be playing, and I guess if he has a big performance against Wake Forest in the ACC title game for Pitt, he might rise up those Heisman boards. You know, Aiden Hutchinson from Michigan also is a defensive player, is getting some Heisman buzz. My concern, though, having voted for the Heisman and covered it for a number of years, is it's difficult for a defensive player who isn't promoted early in the season to win that award. It just is, historically. So I think if Aiden has a huge performance against Iowa, look out for him. But otherwise, it's Bryce Young's stage against Georgia, and a strong performance there after the heroics last week against Auburn, it might be enough to put him over the top. C.J. Stroud still has a pretty good shot, though, with his overall statistical profile. He had good numbers against Michigan. He just got no help with the run game. Yep. And obviously the defense was terrible.
You can follow him on Twitter at ESPN Rittenberg. Adam, thanks so much for the time today.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Be good. Up next, In Pocket Play.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world, in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The guy has an algorithm to determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Someone gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything. You take it. Take it.
I bet you $20 I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3-1 odds.
Nope.
5-1.
Nope.
10-1.
You're up.
Here we go. Recapping in-pocket plays from last night. Winner on Monday Night Football with the football team. +2 over Seattle. We did discuss the props yesterday. I had nothing in this segment, but two of them that we talked about did come in. Gibson did not, so that was one that did not. But Gibson went over his yards, and Lockett went over his yards as well. 3 catches for 96 yards. I bet Western Kentucky in the opener pick against Texas San Antonio. And I think this number is going to come down to 2.5, Paulie.
Yeah.
I'm on the Patriots +3 against the Bills.
Okay. Good luck. I'm opposite with you and Adam on that game. I also like Western Kentucky in the Conference USA title game Friday night. Western Kentucky's won 7 in a row. And I don't think they'll be. Well, the first game was 52-46. Yeah. My God. I'm opposite with Matt here. Great story. I like this team. I don't see how Iowa moves the ball. I really don't. And I think eventually they'll break and give up some points late to Michigan. I'll lay the wood. Oklahoma State, 5.5 against Baylor. They won the earlier game, first meeting, rather. Baylor couldn't move the ball in that game. Last week was the first time they allowed more than 24 points in a game, although there was special team shenanigans. Bills Monday night laying 3, and you like the Warriors, do I? That's I like.
Is that your play or is that mine?
That's yours.
Yeah, I like the Warriors.
I like the Chiefs now at 177 to win the West. I think they're going to win the division now. Read off the bye, they'll beat Denver. 1-game lead. Chargers keep losing games. I'm adding the Chiefs as well. In pocket, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Check out their daily specials posted after noon Eastern at BetRivers.com. It is 10 for 95 for Brian Kelly, but with all these incentives. I can't believe the incentives these guys have, considering what's like the Franklin thing. You better go to the Big Ten title game. I mean, the Harbaugh stuff, good job by Harbaugh. Him and his wife are just giving all the incentives back
to people who lost their jobs during the pandemic.
Excellent job by him. I mean, it's a lot of money, too. It's in the millions.
Did I see like 3.4 with bonuses or something like that?
What? Yes.
Wow.
For getting to the Big Ten title game, for beating Ohio State, for all this stuff. I mean, it's like, if I'm paying you $10 million a year, I would hope you could go 11-1. It's
Who's in the playoff first, LSU or USC?
Boy, that's a tough one.
I can throw Oklahoma in there as well. Actually, Oklahoma might be ahead of both those teams because a lot of players are leaving, but they have still going to be in the Big 12 for a couple of years.
People are not giving Brian Kelly enough credit.
I would agree with that.
Look at the resume, right? Look at the resume. Look how many times he's had him in the playoff. And also, you don't get the same type of players. That's the other thing. He's going to get a whole different thing. Different kind of player and athlete
it's
at
tough.
LSU.
It's tough to get into Notre Dame.
Right. But his record, Chris Felica tweeted it. I'll get it here in a second. But he won championships at Division II. He won at Central Michigan. He went undefeated at Cincinnati. Since 2017, they're 54-9 with 2 playoff appearances. Georgia's 56-9. Clemson's 60-8. Ohio State 55-7, Alabama 62-5.
That's very good.
Best winning percentages, and we'll say this: Notre Dame plays a brutal schedule. Now, this year was fluky. Everyone they played.
But before the season started, everybody said the schedule was very difficult, right?
Yes. Well, you also played six opponents off a bye.
Yeah. Also, I would tell you this. Okay, so he never won a national title at Notre Dame. But the idea of actually winning a title when Nick Saban has been at Alabama, how easy has that been for any other program in the country?
Right. Ohio State and Clemson.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, but this, the things can change now. USC was the best program going for a long time. USC dominated college football.
Yeah.
Now we'll see if Riley does have to get them the Carroll status where they were rock stars, but get them back to being top 10, top five.
Well, here's
they should dominate the Pac-12.
Here's what's going to happen at USC. We all know this about the talent, right? What he's going to have to avoid is that landmine every year on the schedule to have a 12-0 season and then play in the Pac-12 title game. Like, there will be landmines, right? There will be a trip to Eugene against probably a damn good Oregon team at some point, right? Because crystal ball can still recruit.
When they play Notre Dame every year, and they play LSU out here in 2024.
Sure. That's going to have to be a loss that you have to avoid. Like UCLA with Chip Kelly. What, 8 wins this year? The offense has been humming. I know a lot of people don't like him still, but I think Chip Kelly he can turn like UCLA into a pretty damn good program, like on a yearly basis. That's a huge rivalry. You just got to avoid losing to the Bruins.
Yeah.
Which is probably easier said than done. But there are going to be like trips to like Arizona State on a Thursday night, trips to like Oregon State, whatever. That just, you think they're going to win. They were 20-point favorites, but they stumble, they lose.
Well, rest assured, 11, what would it be? 12-1. USC's making the playoff.
Oh, I would definitely think so.
And it's also it's a game changer for college football and ratings and a new TV deal. You need USC relevant in top 10. You need that 7:30 marquee game every night or 5 o'clock.
Well,
whatever it is, ABC, get them. That's been missing for a long time.
Well, because the thing is, like in this country, the South, they are completely obsessed with their college football. Completely obsessed. Like the ratings for SEC games are always strong, but when Pete Carroll was really cruising along at USC, I mean, they were not must-watch TV like every single week when they were on. Of course they were. So, I mean, they had talent galore, and right, it's going to continue.
One thing we mentioned earlier, the Lakers are 11-11. They're the 7th seed. They're a half game out of the 4 spot. So it's a little disappointing, certainly, how bad they've been defensively, and they played a soft schedule. But you're only a half game out of what a wacky NBA season.
Yeah.
You're a half a game out of the 4 spot. You're 500. And they play the Kings tonight on the road.
Don't forget, VSiN has programming like this live all day long, every single day, including tonight on the nightcap with Super Bowl winning quarterback Sean King and Tim Murray. If you missed the show yesterday, you missed Tim's breakdown of the Heisman Trophy market.
I did hedge before I left town. I got Bryce Young at plus 220. But I'll be honest, Sean, I think the gentleman wearing maize and blue, Aiden Hutchinson, can win the Heisman Trophy.
Really?
At 20-1, Aiden Hutchinson, the ratings aren't out yet, but I can almost guarantee you, Michigan-Ohio State was the most watched college football game of the year. The build-up to that game, it being on Thanksgiving weekend like it always is, and the fact that it was as competitive as it was, and who showed out? That guy.
That's an ICAP. Sean King, Tim Murray, weeknights, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern time right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. I would say this. If a defensive player wins it, and I still think that's very unlikely, I think it's probably going to be Jordan Davis over Aiden because Hutchinson, yes, he was amazing in that game, 15 quarterback pressures. I don't think I've ever heard of that before.
I know. Yeah, I know.
But his name was not there all year long like Jordan Davis's name was there all year for Georgia. And if Georgia puts a beat down on Alabama and they limit the Tide to like 10 points in that range and do what Auburn did this past weekend, I think that guy, because his name's been in the mix now for like two and a half months. And he's still at 50.
Okay.
He doesn't have the numbers, though. I think he's only got like a couple of sacks. But if you look at a defensive player, don't you look at the team that's allowed less than 7 points per game?
It's ridiculous. 8 touchdowns a whole year?
The entire year.
7 points per game?
Yeah.
God, come on. Well, I know people will be saying when we come in Monday, well, Georgia didn't play anybody, you didn't face an offense like that,
Sure.
The most points they allowed in a game was 17, right? Tennessee?
Is that
right?
I think that was it.
I mean,
it's
ridiculous. This is absurd. But, I mean, I know, do you make the case for Pickett? I mean, if Alabama would have lost that game 10-3, there's not much to choose from here. Both those star quarterbacks losing the same day?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I brought this up yesterday. The kid from Wake Forest, Sam Hartman?
Yeah.
So he became the fourth quarterback in ACC history to throw for 30 touchdowns and rush for 10 more. Lamar Jackson, Deshaun Watson, Taj Boyd, the other three. Like, all we heard about was Deshaun Watson and Lamar Jackson, and we deserve to hear about them because they were so good. But this kid, no chance to win the Heisman.
Yeah.
If he has five or six touchdowns, this can happen, by the way, the total's in the 70s. Or Pickett throws for 450 and four touchdowns. You're telling me they have no chance to win the award. This is why it's so dumb. I think the award is just completely silly. It's got to be best team, best quarterback from the best team. Okay, all right, sure.
Tennessee was the only time Georgia allowed more than 13 points. Once. And they're blowing people out.
Yeah.
You can't even score on them in garbage time.
No, that's all
one time they allowed more than 13 points.
All-time defense.
And Tennessee went right down the field to start. 10 the rest of the way.
Remember, midway through the season, I asked Brad Powers, who is a pro at this, I said, more impressive so far, the Georgia defense or the LSU offense of 2 years ago? And he said, I got to tell you, it's the Georgia defense.
My God.
And he had all the numbers to support it back then.
Yeah.
So, good night tonight. Never an off time, off night whatsoever. We're back tomorrow at 7 Eastern. Good luck with your bets tonight. We'll see you.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.